We are on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. This is around five lines before the lines start getting wide. Six lines. Elozal ben Masya Imer. Abba Imer Hashkeni Mayim. The father has a request that his son should bring him some water. Umitzvah Lasseis. And at this time, there's a mitzvah lasseis. Let's see what Rashi says. Abba ima hashkeini maim, the last Rashi on the Omid. V'yesh mitzvah acheres lefonai lasseis. Kigain likber es hameis, eilavaye. So now, the shaila is, what should the son do? He can't do both. So does he bring his father water and miss the levaye? Or does he go to the Levaya and his father will have to be thirsty? So Rabbi Elazar ben Masya says, Meniach ani kvoidabe, bo'ose es ha-mitzvah. I'm not oisik in kibbut of, I leave this mitzvah and I'm oisik in the mitzvah that's mutal alai. We'll explain this soon. Shani va'abo chayom b'mitzvah. There is a mutual obligation on myself and on my father to see that the mitzvahs should be niskayim. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk, "Yish ovivim itirov eshapsoisai tishmoidu ani Hashem, kulchem chayovim b'chvoidi." All of you are mechuyev, this is the lashon of the Marit, levatel kvoidom minei kvoid hamokim. If there is any conflict between kvoid hamokim and kvoid hamokim comes first. If there's no conflict and there's a mitzvah of kibudov in hukish kvoidai le kvoid hamokim, but if the kibudov in any way will be mevatel kvoid hamokim, it takes away from kvoid hamokim, so then there's no chiyuv b'chayovim levatel kvoidim. You have no right, I'm thirsty, you have to be mevatel, you're covered. Ato v'avicha mechayovim b'kvoid hamokim. Sheni v'abe chayovim b'mitzvahs. We'll come back to this soon. Isi ben Yehuda ina. Isi ben Yehuda makes a little note on this halacha, and he says it depends. Im efshe lemitzvah leyosos al yedei acherem. If it's possible that the mitzvah can be done al yedei acherem, teyos al yedei acherem. V'yelechu bekvoidov, and let him be mechabit his father. Namaravmas halacha kisi ben Yehuda. Now, lechere isi ben Yehuda, I'd like to try to understand the machlekes, Rabbi Elazar ben Masya and Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda holds that this halacha, kulchem chayovim levatel kvoidom mipnei kvoid hamokim, that means if the kvoidom will bring about a bittel of kvoid hamokim, that means there's a mitzvah of kvure, there's a mitzvah of levoye, And the father wants his glass of water, and through that there'll be a bittul mitzvah of kvoid hamokim. Then there is no inyan of kvoidom of kibudov ve'ein. But if everything can be niskayim, there's other people here that can make the kvure. So the mitzvah of kibud is not being mevatel kvoid hamokim. Kvoid hamokim will be niskayim. There's 20 other people that will go to the levaya. So memele. So then the mitzvah of kibud is not being mafkia and mevatel kvoid hamokim. Then there's a mitzvah of kibud. That is what Isi ben Yehuda says. And the mafoshim bring down and avadi givis. If I can do it later, if I myself can do it later, it's zichen no bittel of kvoid hamokim. I'll bring you the water and I'll make the kvura. Now we have to understand Rabbi Elazar ben Masya. Rabbi Elazar ben Masya said a moiridike chumre. Rabbi Elazar ben Masya says that is true. That is true that the mitzvah will be niskayim. That means afilo you'll bring your father water. There will be a levaya. But al koponim, your chalik in the levaya will become bottle. That means if your father would not have opened up his mouth and say, bring me a glass of water. So you would have gone to the levaya. Because of your father's request, there'll be a levaya, but you won't be mekayim the mitzvah. So it comes out the kvaita of is being mafkiya your personal mitzvah. Even though it won't be mevatel the etzem mitzvah, there'll be a levaya, but your personal mitzvah will become nifka through his tzivi. And that he also doesn't have a right. That's lochei what Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseiah holds. But then I hear a shrekliche problem. And Baruch Hashem, I found the Aruch HaShulchan Baksama is ma'ir of this. In Simin Shin Samach Aleph, by the mitzvah, Rashi mentions Lavoya. Lavoya is Hameis. And Shulchan Aruch also brings down these two Mishon. Kvura, Lavoya. Now, in Simin Shin Samach Aleph, it says like this. Man the masni la'acherim, a person who teaches, how many people are mechuyif to go to a levaya? How many people do we need by a levaya? So in Shulchan Aruch has brought down guidelines. Man the masni la'acherim, a person who teaches others, ain't la shia. There's no shia. That means whoever, there's no maximum shia. Ain't la shia. Man de kori vetoni, a person who did not teach others, he knows mikre, he knows mishneh, samach riboy, 600,000 people. The 600,000 people finished. That's all, that's it. The Torah was given, he learned Torah, he needs 600,000 people. Man de loy kori veloy toni, he didn't learn anything, he need a minion. So these are, we have guidelines. So now I got stuck. So, what is this story speaking about? If we're speaking about, let's say we're speaking about this alavaya of man de loy kori veloy toni. You need 10 people by the loy kori veloy toni, need 10 people by the levaya. So what are we talking about over here? If lemaisa, there's 10 people already, so what's the svara of Elazar ben Maaseiah? There's 10 people already. If there's only 9 people, so it's the absolute sky by the Acherim. If there's 10 people, so why would the Chmein, so there's no Chiyah Bechlau to go. You need 10 people. I have 10 people. So why does Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseiah hold that the Gilder forgets about his father, and then he goes to the Levaya? You're not needed. If we're speaking about you need 600,000, so Mamela, every person counts. So I found the Aruch HaShulchan asks, the Yiblaim Zvay Akashe, V'yesh la'ayin balvoya sameis im shaykh le'yosu zaydei achen. How's it shaykh le'yosu? What is Issi ben Yehuda saying? It's shaykh duch achen. It's not shaykh duch achen. If we're speaking about that it's kori v'tonis, you need 600,000. So there's no 600,000. What's that? Shaykh ha'yidei achen. And if there are 600,000, so lechayr, what's the svara of Rabbi Elazar ben Maaseiah? Let's go further. Anu sugya. Amar Ramas, halacha kisa ben Yehuda, we pass na kisa ben Yehuda, that it's al kaponim, it's actually also is aydei echeirim, so that is not considered a bitul kvayt shemayim through his tzivui, and therefore, he should be Mishamish his father. Oma Rab Yitzchok ben Bar Shilo, Oma Rab Mast, Oma Rab Chizde. Ho'ov shemochol al kvoidoi kvoidei mochol. Father was mochol on his kovid, is kvoidei mochol. Ho'rav shemochol al kvoidoi, ein kvoidei mochol. And we'll see later that the reason is because if this is kvoid ha-Torah, the kovet to a rab is not a personal din kovet, it's a kovet ha-Torah shaboy. He's a walking sefer Torah, but he's so al kaponim als the kvoid ha-Torah, als the kvoid ha-Torah that he is the symbol of, so memele he can't be moichel. That's the svar of Rav Chizda. Rav Yosef Omar, אפילו הרב שמוכל על כבוידוי כבוידוי מוכל. לא, if he wants to be מוכל, כבי מוכל, שנמה. He brings a ראי, it says in the פוסק, והשם הולך לפניהם יוימו. No, the רבי שלום is guiding כלל ישראל, הולך לפניהם. No, the רבי שלום is, if the רבי שלום כבי מוכל, and it's covered, so, תלמד חוכם can also be מוכל. Omar Rove Hochi Hashta, and Shuldak, what comparison do you have? Osam Akodish Bohu Alma Dilehu, the world is his, Vitoira Dilehu, the Toira is his, Mocho Leili Yikori, so it seems to be Meichelam, the Meichel wants to be Meichel, can be Meichel. Hoche Toira Dilehu, this is not his Toira, that means he learned the Toira, but this is the Rabbi Nishloim's Torah. The respect that is given to him is because of the Rabbi Nishloim's Torah that he acquired. So how could he be Michael the Rabbi Nishloim's Torah, the cover of the Rabbi Nishloim's Torah? Let's hear Rashi, Och, a Torah delay, bit miye. Ha covered, tali, bit Torah. The covered is for the Torah. En yoche limchel, al kvoida Torah, shehi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Rabbi Nishloim's Torah. So Memele, so how could he be Michael? Hodar Omar Rabbe. Then Rabbe said, no, I don't have a kasha. In Teira Dilei. No, no, it's Taki, his Teira. Tersiv uvesay rosa yege yoimam voloilo. So what does Rashi say? Uvesay rosa yege. The pasuk starts off, kim besayres Hashem chefzoi. His chayfetz, his chukah is to learn the Rabbi Nishlom's Torah. Uvesayro so yege, and then it becomes sayro soy, it becomes his Torah. Betchile inikreis Torah Hashem. The beginning is called Torah Hashem. Umishalomdo vegolso, but when he learned it, and it shkure befiv, inikreis Teirosai, that what the Torah became transplanted into him. That means now it's a part of him. It's not, a Teiros Hashem means he's a computer that knows, he can bring any maramokim, you know, but the computer did not become in any way elevated. There's no idiom to be mechaber the computer. But al kaponim, he, Rashi says in Tilam, Misha Omal Boy, that means he doesn't come to a melech. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says Misha Torach Boy, and the Emerson, there are two in Yonim, if we could divert from for a minute. There's Rashi says over here Misha Lomda Vigolso. So Rashi says two things: he learned it, Rabbi Shlom Steira. The Golsa means it's Shogah Bepiv. He knows it. It's when you ask him something, wait a minute, I gotta look. No. Golsa, it's he knows it, it's Shogah Bepiv. So then the Torah became part of him. There's another Chelik in Torah, Beseirosa Yege. Yege, Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, so Rashi says, Ya'ayin B'Talmudai, to understand it. So, Emerson, there are two oifanim of kinyan haTorah, the knowledge of Torah in its completeness and the understanding of Torah. That is the shleimus of yediyas haTorah. There's a more dike goyin. The goyin says pshat na mishne novois im ein Torah ein kemach im ein kemach ein Torah. So the goyin says pshat as follows. So this is a goyin mishle perik vav pasuk ches. Im laia biyodai teira halbe. If a person doesn't have a lot of yediyas, he just knows that these two blat, he learns, and he knows all the meforshim on these two blat. Ein kemach, laia loi malitchoin ulahovin dover abuyis. He has nothing but to grind. He only has a small amount of yediyas. He can grind and understand and explain some. The imein kemach shelo yitchon. The kemach means he takes it apart. Each facet he takes apart and he understands. It's digestible. Everything is imein kemach shelo yitchen the yedag de ketev ein teure ein biyode klum av shelo mat harbe. So the Mishnah is telling us We need both. We need Yediyas HaTorah and we need understanding of Torah, the Amkes of Torah. Here Rashi says, Rashi speaking about this Chelek, Shalomdo, Lomdo means he learned Torah, which means a vast amount of Yediyas. The Goso means that he is Shigura Bepiv. And there that says the Yege means his Ma'ayim Bo. Then it's called Teirosoi. This is the way he understands Torah. This is his Chelek in Torah. And that's called Teirosoi. And he can be Meichel. Eini, fragt die Gemara, you can't be Meichel. Abun Yoraya. Astirin Rove. Wo Rove Mashki Bei Helula Debrei. Rove, by the chasna of his son, so Rove was serving the drinks. V'dolei kase, Rashi says, magvia lehem hakois sheshoso. After they drank, Rove came and took away the glass. He was serving them. L'rapope, nah, v'dolei kase. L'rapope lafun de bereid Rabbi Yeshua v'komu kamei. They stood up for him. Rove's coming. They stood up. They were mechabedim. L'Rav Mori u'Rav Pinchas b'rei d'Rav Chizde, but like kamu kamei. They were sitting down and another drink, please. Oh, okay, and thus and fill it up again. They didn't. They weren't geiris him that they didn't stand up for him. Ikpid. So Rove was makpid. Rove was makpid on Dan Hoge. That means even though we see Klo, he was Michael. He was Michael because he was serving them, but we see he was Makbid, that they accepted his service. But Oman, he told them, Hanu Rabbonon, Rabbonon, Vahanu Rabbonon, Lav Rabbonon. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Hanu Rabbonon, Atem Chachomim, Vachashuvim Beinechem. You Rabbonon, Yochoshev. Shloyamatem Mipon. He didn't stand up for me. Verabbonon, Chavirechem, Dekoma Miponai. Lav Rabbonon in it, they're not Rabbonon. They stand up for me. Beloshen teima omale. Montkash. So, Lachayra, we see from this that you can't be Beichel. Visu, another kasha. Rav Popa v'mashki behilule da'abe mal berei, v'dolulei kase. L'Rav Yitzhak berei d'Rav Yehuda, this was v'loi komi kamei. Big pit, there was an hakpode. So the Gemara says, Afilohoche hiddo me'evedlei bo. They should have made a hiddo. So what does Rashi say? Lanua ma'at ki ilu reitze, Rashi says, lanua ma'at ki ilu reitze lamayd mipona. The Miri says, "Roy shlo yekabel mehem, elo behido ubesiruv, ad sheyasu atzmam kimakirim shlo min hadinu." That means they're not taking this for granted. That means they're coming with understanding. Your Talmud Chacham, there's a din of kovid atoyre. So we should sit back and accept your mechila like kiloi hoyu, that there's no din of kavadat Torah, ignoring what is happening over here, that we zicha can't do. We have to show that mitzideinu, we would want to be mechabed you, you're telling us not to be mechabed you, but we want to show you our rotzen pnimi. Mitzideinu, we would want to be mechabed you. And by ignoring this completely, it seems this is a psapgiye in the kvoda Torah. Omar Ravashi, afilu lamanda omar harav shemochel al kvoidoi mochel, nosi shemochel al kvoidoi ein kvoidoi mochel. But a nosi can't be mochel. So the Gemara says, meisvet, Maise b'Rabbi Elazar, b'Rabbi Yeshua, b'Rabbi Tzadik, shoyi mesubim b'beis ha'mishte b'noi sh'ram Gamliel. This was a psachasna, sheva brochas of the son of Ram Gamliel. Gamliel was a Nasi. Boy Ram Gamliel oimedo mashkaleya. And he was standing there and he was mashkaleya. Nasan ha-kois l'Rabbi Eliezer. V'loi not loi. He didn't want to take it. He didn't want to. Ram Gamliel, I'll take myself. I don't want you to be mishamish me. Nasnai l'Rabbi Yeshua v'kibloi. Give me guys. And he took it. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, maze, Yeshua, what's with you, Rabbi Yeshua? Onu Yoishvim, Bergamliel, Oimed, Amliel, Berebi, Rabbi means he's an Adam Godel, Oimed, O Mashke, Aleinu. I mean, how could you accept such a situation? And then, Amalei, he says, Matsinu Godel, Bimenu Sheshimesh. What do you mean? We find something even bigger. Avram Godel Hader Hoya. Nesi Elikim Ata B'Seichenu. V'kosu Boi V'hu Oymed Aleyem. And there it says, he's Oymed Aleyem, some a male, and he was Mishamish Arviyim. V'shem Atoymru K'malach HaYashor Es Nidmoloi. Maybe you'll tell me, nah, these are Malachim. No, Avram, Malachim. It's already, these are equivalent to him. No, they look like Arviyim. So you have here the Godel Adoyer, who Oymed Aleyim. V'onu, some Emele, if you have this in front of you, Avraham Avinu, Nesilikim, and there's three Arabo, and he's Oymed Aleyim, and this the Torah wrote, so this is a proper Anhoge. Some Emele, Vinishvi, Ram Gamliel, and us, Ram Gamliel is not Avraham Avinu. Taking it with all due respect, and we're not Arviyim, so there's nothing wrong with this. Amalem Reb Tzadik. So Reb Tzadik was listening to this conversation. There was a conversation between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and Reb Tzadik says, "I don't understand. Rabbi Yeshua the Ben Garaya from Avraham Avinu." Ad Mosai atem inichem kvoidei shal mokeim vatem oiskim bekovet abriyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashiv ruchais umal nesiyim d'rabbeinu shleilom makes winds and brings up clouds and moirid mota umatzmiyach adoma v'oirich shulchan v'nei kol echot v'echot. D'rabbeinu shleilom is mefarnes lakil. Zonu mefarnes l'soilom kuloi. Remain, and v'onu לא יהירם גמליל ברבי עמד המשקה לנו, אלא יתמה, הוכי יתמה. אמר רבה שפלמן יומן נוסי שמוכל על כבוידוי, כבוידי מוכל. במלך שמוכל על כבוידוי, אין כבוידי מוכל, שנמה סיים תוסים הולך המלך, שתהי אין מוסי הולך. וזה בזונדר הדין אף כבד מלכס, מלכס has to be an aimer, a fear, an awe from a melech. And Bachsamir the Mashor says Pshat, the Malchus Zichenat, the Malchus, it's Malchus Shamayim, it's Lav Malchus Delay, Kil Hashem Hamlucha. We find Mamir the Kizachim, we find that the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Line Kovid Leparoi, he was a Roshe, Eliyahu was by Achav, he was running in front of Achav. This was covered Malchus. These were Rishoyim. But this is Malchus Kil Hashem Amluche. This is Malchus Shemaim, and there is no din of Mechila. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Loi nidmo loi ella la arviyim. How do we know that he was under the impression that the Avim, Sha'oma lehem barachet suragleichem, he told them to wash their feet. Now how does this come in? Sha'avim mishtachvim lavak ragleim kedomrinem bebob metziye. Amru loib avim chashatonu shmishtachvim lavak ragleim. The Ein Eliyahu explains this Indian that the Avim are mishtachvim lavak ragleim. So he says that the panosa of the Arviyim is the hulchei drochem, that they go from place to place, and their whole source of panosa in income And chiyun is from the they stand on their own 2 feet. I mean, they're supported by their hiluch. But since they're hilchid rochim, therefore they were nichna. This is what's giving them panasa. They say over from, the person once said he saw a coin. The coin was in the spoil. It says on the American coins and who we trust. But he says, who is the God that they trust in? I mean, they attributed their whole panosa to their own kaiches. So memela, so that was an avodah zarah. That means that's kaichi vaitzim yodi, osali esachayel azeh. God, I heard lessons on Moiradike Avudrom. Avudrom says, it's very interesting. Whenever we say pitam akteiris, we say enkelakeno. So, what's the connection? So he says, Amorah deKezach, the Gemara says that Chadoshim laKteiris. Kteiris was Masher. A person who had the opportunity to be Makta Kteiris, he was Eichet HaAshiris. And therefore the Gemara says they never gave the same coin 2 opportunities to be Makta Kteiris. Chadoshim laKteiris. Unless everyone had their opportunity already. Wanted every coin should have an opportunity. They made a Geirel, a Pais. But Kteiris is Mashem. There's a klal on the Shalma Forum Sfaseinu, that now that we don't have Kteiris Bepoyel, but that what we're saying, the Pitama Kteiris, so in a certain oifen, this is equivalent to Aktoris Kteiris. So now a person will say Pitama Kteiris, and then he makes a good investment and he becomes a millionaire. So he'll start patting himself on his back. Ooh, that was a good one I did. So before you say Pitam Akteiris, say Enkel Akeinu. Don't say that. That you should know. If you can become this Asher, you should know it's from the Rebbeinu Shlom, not from your... So that's why we put Enkel Akeinu before Pitam Akteiris. That's what Avodrom says. So here's also the Arvim, they attributed all their success to their journeys. They were Mishtachev La'afar Ragleim. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbon. It says in the Pasuk, Mipnei Seiva Toku, that one should stand up for a Zokein. Yochel Afilu Mipnei Zokein Ashmoi. A Zokein Ashmoi, that's the last of our say, HaTaisis Lunch Pshat and the Taisis Riyah Zokein. Zokein Ashmoi means an Am Horetz. He's shomeim. He doesn't have any ideas. He's empty. Tamed loimer zokein. It says zokein, vein zokein, elo chochem. It says there's another condition. It's not sufficient that he's old. He has to be a zokein. How do I know zokein means a chochem? Shenema isvili shivim ish miziknei Yisrael. And we'll see in Rashi that these Ziknei Yisrael, they were Chachomim. The Marshal wants to say, we'll see Rashi soon, that in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mashr Shchinosi ala Chochom. So they were Chachomim. So Memele, it says, Seiva, so it says Zokin also to explain that the Chiyuv Kime is not only applicable if a person is old, no, he has to be a chacham also. Rav Yosi Aglili Oimer, ein zokein elo mi shekona chachma. So it seems Rav Yosi Aglili is saying the same thing like the Tanakhama. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this. Shenemar Hashem konani reishis darkoi. So a zokein is zeshe is nutriken, zeshe kone chachme. That means he's taking the word out of the pshut, out of the poshut of pshat. And zokin is netrikin zeshek, a person who acquired chochme. He acquired chochme. That's terose delay. I once heard from Rabbi Yelapion, Zechayne Levroche, he said that, b'memches dvorim ha-toyre niknis behem. That means, The Mishnah is telling us how does one acquire chochmeh that it's called Torah Dilei, Niknis Behem. He said he could have a manager of a tremendous apartment house, and the manager knows what's doing in every apartment. He knows the house inside out, but it's not his house. In order to be Torah delay, you need it should be Nezeh Shekona Chochma. The Chiyuv Kavod is not a person, again, is not on a computer. The Chiyuv Chochma is Nezeh Shekona Chochma. How is one Koine Chochma? Memches Dvorim Atera Niknes Ben. And Torah Dvorim, he said something very interesting. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Mi She Yeshloi Chayle B'Seich Beisoi, Yelech Eitzel Chochma. What brings a pasuk? If there's never someone sick in the family, you should go to a chacham. So he asked a pertinent question. If you have a shaila to ask, good, you go to a chacham. You want to go for a broche, go to a tzaddik. How does chacham come in over here? Yelech eitzel chacham. So he says, a person is only called a chacham if he was the memches dvorim shatayra niknes bam. That means one of the memches dvorim shatayra niknes bam is noisai ba'olim chaveroi. That means yenim tzara is his tzara. Such a person, you'll tell him yeva chayla b'seich beisai. It bothers him. It affects him. So memeila, that person could help you. In order to be a tzaddik, you don't have to be a noisai ba'olim chaveroi. Tzaddik is, he's a tzaddik, he does mitzvahs. But it is not a necessary component of a tzaddik could be a noisei ba'oil. If you want to make sure you're going to a noisei ba'oil, you have to go to a chochem. Al koponim, so when here we're talking about a chochem, ze shekone chochem. The mitzvah's kibud is on a person who acquired, and the ma'ase kinyan is the memches dvorim. Yeah. So that's what Rabbi Yossi Aglil. He says in the Gemara later is going to differentiate what's the chiluk between the Tana Kame and Rabbi Yossi Aglil. Now, Yochel, now we'll go to new shaila. Yamoid miponov mimokem rochik. That means I have very good eyesight. I see that 5 blocks away, I see a Talmud Chochem is coming, so I'll stand up for him now. Talmud loyma tokum vohodarto. That the kime should be such a kime that is a hiddel, that shows respect for the Chochem. That means if you're standing up and the Chochem is 5 blocks away, no one attributes your standing to the Chochem. You're standing up, who knows why you're standing up. So the Kime has to be when it comes into your Daladamis, and then you stand up. So I see this Kimo is a Hiddo, is a covet for the Talmud Chochem. It says, Tokum v'hadarta. Yochel yadrenu b'momi. Now this word hiddo perhaps means you should give him money. Talmud loyma tokum v'hadarto. V'makish v'hadtokum to v'hadarto. Ma'kime she'ein bo chesorim kis. Just like by kime there's no chesorim kis. Av hiddo she'ein bo chesorim kis. So hiddo also is without chesorim kis. Yochel yamoid miponov mibeisa kisei mibeisa melchitz. There, it's not a mokim mechubed at all. Talmud loyma tokum v'hadarta amata kima b'mokim sheyesh hiddo. That if the kime brings about hiddo, brings about kovid, or, so then there's a mitzvah of kibud, and a mokim where there are not, it's the whole matzav is not a matzav shel kibud, so there's no inyan of kime. Yochel yatzim einov kimi shelei ra'o. Maybe, I would think maybe he can shut his eyes, and is as if he did not see this chochem, all of a sudden he became engrossed in something very interesting, and someone's passing by, and he didn't notice him, that's what it seems. Talmud loyma tokum, nevseva tokum vadalta pneisa, viyoreisa mielikecha, dova hamosa lelev. That means if you are engrossed, if you're unaware, if you are aware, that the Rebbeinu Shalom knows. So you could fool many people, but you can't fool the Rebbeinu Shalom. Sometimes it could be that a person is stuck engrossed and he's unaware. The Dachs of the Medrash Shmuel says that it says Rabbi Yisim Bekisma says Pam Achas that Lachti Baderech or Pogabi Odom Echot Venosan Li Sholem Verzarti Lo Sholem. So the Medrash Shmuel says, what's Pshat? Pogabi Odom Echot, a person met me. The Nosan Li Sholem, having Magdim Sholem Lachalada, but Achzalti Lai Sholem. So there the Medrash Shmuel says, Rabbi Yisim Bekisma says, Pamachas Alachti Baderech, that Rabbi Chaim, he was always in the base medrash. Once he had to leave the base medrash, but he was completely engrossed in learning. He didn't know that anyone was around. Well, Paul Gabi Yodama, a person saw me, I didn't see him. But Nosan Li Sholem, he looked up, there's someone there. Achzalti Lai Sholem. So if a person is engrossed, ain't a chanami. So this, but here, the Yereisim Elikecha, don't try to show that you are engrossed and that you're unaware when you really are aware. Rab Shimon ben Elozer Oime, Minayin Lezokin Shelo Yatriach. Now, a Zokin is a mitzvah of Kime for a Zokin, but if he could avoid that he shouldn't be Matriach the Oilam to stand up for him, Pamaloim is Zokin be Yereisim. Isi ben Yehuda Oime, Mitnei Seva Tokun Afilu Kol Seva B'mashm. So now we have here a Machlekes Isi ben Yehuda and the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Tanakam Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that age is not sufficient in order to be Mechayev a Mitzvah Skime. You need it should be a Chochem also. And Isi ben Yehuda says Afilu Kol Seva B'mashm. Frag the Gemara. Now that's the end of the Bereis, and now we'll start explaining the Bereis. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Haino Tanekame. I mean, they both said the same thing. Tanekame says, V'nei Seva Tokum, Yochav V'nei Zokin HaShmoyin HaMoritz, V'amaloy Mezokin, Mezokin HaLachochem. Nibodachaye, Ish Mizikne Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi said, Ein Zokin Mishakon HaChochem, Shnei Ma'ashem Kanani Reishis Tarkoi. So both of them are saying the same thing. He picks this puzzle. It means this pasuk, but what is the machlokes in halacha? So the Gemara says, "Ike binayu yonik v'chochem." What if you have a young person who is a chochem? Tanakama sova yonik v'chochem loy. Tanakama holds no. The seva has to be a chochem also. Some say a seva moritz, no, he has to stand up. He has to be a seva plus a chochem. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Afilu Yonik V'Chochem. There are two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv we'll see to be talking for a seiva. There's a chiyuv to be talking, which we'll see, and there's a chiyuv for a Yonik V'Chochem. My time is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold that there are two distinct chiyuvim? Omaloch Yisalke Baitach Kitzakoma Tanekame. If you'll say like the Tanekame, that the whole chiyuv is only if he has these two milas, he's old and he's a chochem. So now we explain zokim means isvili shivim ish mizikne yisov, means a talmud chochem, a seiva zokim, tokum v'adalto, and then say, first we are being magbil, what kind of a person we're speaking about, seiva zokim, and then we'll say what the chiyuv is, tokum v'adalto. Maishna de palginu rachmane. Why did the posik divide it up? I mean, they say va, toko, vadalto, pneiso. It seems like we're talking about two different people. The meima, the high love high, the high love high. We're talking about two different people. We're talking about a seide, we're talking about a yonik pechochem. That's shmamina. Afilu yonik pechochem. It's not that the zokin is explaining another mile that the seva has to have. No, there's a yin of a seva, a chochem, there's a yonik for chochem. The Tanekame. Oh, this is a good question, Take. So why Take, why didn't the Torah write, Nei seva zokim talking about darto? Bishim de boile mismach zokim viyoresa. That means the Torah wanted us, so we had one of the drushes were, Zokim v'yareisa that a Talmud Chochem should make sure should not be matriach do'ilom. So memeila, so therefore we have to put Zokim next to v'yareisa melikecha. That's why we split it up. V'tanekame maitaime. Now, the Gemara says, now why don't you learn like Rabbi Yosi Glili? Yisal kedaitach kedekoma Rabbi Yosi Glili, if you say like Rabbi Yosi Glili, kein yichtei brachmone, mipnei seiva tokom vadarta. So there are two different people. There's a chiv tokom vadarta by a seiva, tokom vadarta pnei zokin. That means there's a chiv of tokom, it's talking about two different people, so say that the Zachiv are talking about Dalta and Naseiva, and talking about Dalta, but they're talking like Kosevochi, Shmami no Chadu, it's one, it says one talking about Dalta, and the Zachin is explaining what kind of a Seiva we are speaking about. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Am Gamliel Berebi, claim Adam Godu, Bahin called Berebi Shebigmor. Zokin Ashmoi, Sarashi says, Osham, Rosha. Rashi says, Ashmoi is a Loshan Rosha, Amoret. I don't know if it means either a Rosha or an Amoret, sorry, it's Alamailas. Mizikne Yisrael. So you know, we say there's no Chiev according to the Tanakam Rabbi Yisig Lili on Zokin Ashmoi. Mizikne Yisrael, yes, to be a chacham, gomar zokim mizikne, ma loholim gdoilim v'chachomim, t'chsiv asher yodato keim zikne ha'om v'shoitrov. Ein zokim, that's the Tanakam. You learn now from the Zikne Yisrael. Rabbi Yisig Lili says, ein zokim no zeh shekon no chachme. V'loshen nutrikin diber akos. L'kamei poch, hain u Tanakam. Elo b'mokim sheyesh loy hido. Bamidosai, that the whole chiyuv of kima is when there's hiddur. Da'ino toich dalet ames, the muchecha milse shemiponov hu oimid. There we see that he's standing likvoidoi. Yochel grad, used to notice that the mashkiach of Beis Medrashal Yinab Shalchaim Kaplan Zachainu Lebroche, he used to, right before Hagbah, he used to sit down. That he should stand. That means even though he was standing the whole time for Kriyas HaTorah, but before Hagbah he sat down in order to show that he's standing, not because he was standing already, he's standing up for that Hagbah HaTorah. The Mucha Chemilse Shem Yipon Avu Waimit. Yochu Yadrenu B'momi. Yochu Yehida Zahida Momi. L'chabde B'momi. Yochu Yatsam Einav Kemisha Leira'o. What do you mean? What's shot in the posik? In the posik with this, the mitzvah of kime. Who's he fooling? The one who's doing it, he knows who you're doing. Oh, I love. Did he see him or didn't he see him? From the world, he could. The world could say that why didn't he stand up? He didn't see him. The kachnema v'yereis malekecho shkala machshoves gluyes loy v'yedei aboch shalister olavato mitzvosoi niskavanta. He knows that you want to be mevato the mitzvah. Shloyatriach. Now we zokim v'yoreisa that Talmud Chochem shenapi matrich doylam yochel eilech derech acheres shelo yamid es hatzibo zokim v'yoreisa lochi samach v'yoreisa lo zokim lemeshapa zokim yira kol seiva b'mashme pafilu zokim ashmoy datzisi ben yehuda tanekame sove yonik v'chochem loy pochi kama tanekame ein zokim ala zokim shehu chochem שנם ישראל ישיב ומיש מזיק נעשה ועושם סקיינים וחכמים היו כנסי ושידעת כהם אלמה סקיינים וידועים הבו they were סקיינים they were חכמים ואבי יסי גלוי דמשני לילקרו ממשמוי זיק נממש he changes the translation of the פוסק he takes away זיק נממש ודורש לזה שקונה חכמה Savar afilu yonik b'chochem. Yisal kedaitach kede oma tanekame v'chadu da'airi b'ikro if you'll say like the tanekame that we're speaking about one person who is a zokin en a chochem seiva v'chochem nicht v'nei seiva zokin talking about that v'nik magzei reshove maishtad de palginu Why did the Torah divide and put talk about Darta between Seif and Zokin? Shma mino tarti milanino, we're talking about two different people. Vohikam ne Seif otokum, vodarto, tokum vodarto pnei Zokum, shekona chochme filo yonim. The kopid achochme, so Narashi says, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how do we know that Seif also has to be a chochme? Amrinina mi Seif lav Zokin ashmoi koma, that the Zokin also has to be some sort of a chochem. We'll see in Tosfos exactly what is called a yonik v'chochem and what is called a Zokin that's a chochem. The like of Rabbi Yossi is Zokin ha-shmoy nami poligim kein hani yisi ben Yehuda. Mishum d'boi le mismach leimish lo yatriach kedala kitkama Rabbi Yossi de treinino nifte v'tavayu kima v'hido. Now let us see Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, Zokin ha-shmoy. So, Rashi had said, Perish Bekunteres, Ashmoi, Rosho, Ba'am Ha'oretz. Ve'koshe. So, Taisu says, if Ashmoi means he's a Rosho, Ha'ichi koma isi ben Yudah de Seiva mashma filo zoken Ashmoi. Ashmoi is a Loshon of a Rosho, and there's a mitzvah to be mechabetim. Ba'aloi mitzvah filo lahakoysoi, levazoysoi, lezalzoloi. That means you cannot be mechabitim. You're giving the wrong impression. This person is a rosha. This person is a rosha, and I'll stand up for him. I have to do the opposite. Lekach perish Rabbeinu Tam. Hashmoi loshen shoymimim. There's nothing there. My pisrei shemoy de menachas klem a bur v'amoretz kedem etagemina v'adom alay seisham v'ara alay sova. You should work. You shouldn't leave the earth without working in the karke. Vein zaken elachachem shenema isfali shivimish. So they says lav gzeir shav gemuri dem ken leboi mumchem ki yosam lehavi ella hichoche baume de zaken hashmoy einay. It can be a zaken hashmoy. Can be a zaken amoretz. Maishna de Pargedu. So now the Gemara is asking, so for what reason, this Rabbi Yossi Aglili's Kasha, for what reason did the Torah separate and put talking about Darta between Seiva and Zoki? Bahochi, Shmamin, Maishna de Pargedu, Shmamino da Hai, La Hai. The two different people. This is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Bahochi Kama, Mipnei Seiva, Tokum. Vodarto. Tokum vodarto pnei zokin shekona chochma shma mino. So it's speaking about two different people. Afilo yonik vachochma. O perish bekontres mid the kopit kro achochma. Since the Torah was makbid on chochma, chochma is a criteria for kibbutz, shma mino de zokin labashmoi. Rabinin chochma bahade. The lack of a meim rabbi yoisi nami azokin ashmoi polig. We cannot say that Rabbi Yossi is choylik on a zokin hashmoi, become adloy beine chochma, dim kein heine yisi ben yude, kein perish hakontras. So therefore we have to say that that's yisi ben yude. And somebody says Rabbi Yossi was also moide to the panakame, that the seiva has to have chochma also. And later we'll see, so what's the difference between the yonik and the seiva? V'oid moisevri, the lekalameima name the vaday polig, va'omar zokin ashmoi mahani. The nudri is being moisif. You can't say that Rabbi Yossi Glili is choylik on the Tanakam. And he holds as the chiyev kibud zokin amores. The isi polig, and what does isi say of isi poligale? Va'ima afila sovi darmoi. In Isi also feel a goy is a zokin that's a goy. That's a kol seiva b'mashme. Kol seiva includes even a goy. Holayashkrem b'shum duchte. That can't be. There's no one that holds. There's a mitzvah to be mechabed a goy. The zokin oivet keichovim tzarech lechabdoi. The Isi ben Yud also. That we said kol seiva b'mashme means a yid a talmud, a yid an amoretz, but not a goy. Boy de le kamon komad Rabbi Yechna v'koi mikamei savei armoi. The Gemara says later in Daflamet Gimel that Rabbi Yechna used to stand up for goyishes kainim, And the Gemara says, you know why he did it? V'tolei taima bekama hapatekoi odu alayu. That means this guy, if he's a zokin, how many nisim of the Rabbeinu Shalom did he witness? So you have to be mechabit him else what he had witnessed. But he didn't never, but didn't be a posik. Loikama mishum deisi. Fine. So al kaponim, we have to say that Rabbi Yosi Aglili also holds that the Sefer has to be a Choch. Vim Toima. Given the Bahadi Sefer, Nami Boi Choch, if a Sefer also has to be a Choch, with the Perish Pekuntas, Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Rabbi Yosi the Marba, Fila Yonik V'Choch. So now he says, Rabbi Yosi, the Sefer has to be a Choch. And you don't have to be a Sefer, a Yonik V'Choch is also Chayv. Is save the cost of Rachman Olamali. So, if he's old, why does the Pasuk have to tell me that an old Chochem, you also have to be Mechabed? Pshita! Kim da fila yonik v'chochem, koshkein save v'chochem. The migorem uzokin bahadei Chochem, that means if the criteria is Chochem, so why does it have to say save it? I can figure this out by myself. V'yesh loima. So Taisa's answer is as follows. The Eloi Kosa Rachmona Seve, if we're not say Seve, Hava Aminad in the boy Zokin V'chochem Amish. Then I would say Zokin has two translations. He means a Zokin and a Chochem. Ava Yonik V'chochem Loi, Lahochi Yosa Seve. Now it says Seve, which means a Zokin. The Gului Labin in Zokin V'chochem, Al Bachad Lechut Sagi. Afilu Yonik V'chochem. So the Seva is Megale, that Zoki means Yonik V'choch. Mirkosh Dimkein, Maikom Isal Kadaitach, the Komatan Nekame, Lichtev Rachmon, Mipnei Seva Zokin. That means Rabbi Yisigilili is saying, if only you need a Zokin, let us say Seva Zokin, Tokum Adarabala, Lichtev Ela Zokin. Tonami Omar, because you said according to Rabbi Yisigilili, Zokin Beloi Seva, Zokin Bemashmoi, Zokin Mamish Mashme. Ela vada, if the Gemara weiss is nit zoi, zokin yonik v'chochem mashme, but the kusha l'duchne. V'nira l'ri, so the ri now enlightens us. The vada, there's two different things. There's a yonik v'chochem and a sei v'chochem. Yonik v'chochem tzor shehe muflik. He has to be outstanding, not stam as a yachochem. He has to be a muflik v'chochem. V'lekach itzrich sei v'afapi sheinei muflik. So Seva is coming to tell us he's not a muflik, he's a chochem, he's not an outstanding chochem. The kachli zokein shein a muflik, kama yonik v'chochem shuhu muflik. So memele, so this, so according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there are two oifanim of kibbut. If a person has in himself the maila of zikne, so then he doesn't have to be a chochem muflik, as long as he's a chochem, there's a mitzvah of kime. And the same thing, if he's a chochem muflik, afilu he doesn't have any zikna whatsoever, he's also chayv. Avim hoyu shovim bechochme, hayonik vahazokin, tzarech sheyamet hayonik nehazokin. Degabi yonik tzarech sheyamuflik bechochme, degabi zokin, einay tzarech.